Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Y'all, I forgot to tell you the craziest part about this. I can't believe I forgot the craziest part about this. For just the news, a nonprofit that received tens of millions of dollars in federal funding over the course of years to develop censorship strategies boasted in its internal progress reports, your tax money, that its early tactics had succeeded in, get this, suppressing the reach of Donald Trump's messaging. That's what your government does for you. You sit around all day going, gosh, I wish I could suppress the reach of Donald Trump's messaging. But there was this thing. It was really bloody. It started 1776. Yeah, and we ended up with this thing called the Bill of Rights. And so you can't do that. But gosh darn, how exciting. We can do it now. So successful. According to the National Endowment for Democracy, whose other job was to amplify the lies of the Democrat Party, because we need government for that. Reduced advertising cash flow by $100 million to news outlets it deemed to be disinformation. How did you know you were disinformer? You said true, real things before being given permission by the Democrat Party and the media. Folks, we lived in a totalitarian regime. We did. And the second we lose power, we will again. That is why they are running around getting everybody used to the idea of Trump's a fascist, Trump's a fascist, Trump's a fascist, Trump's a fascist. Why? Well, he repressed the media. How did he do that? Well, he kicked the Associated Press and Reuters out of their White House press office. Did he censor them? No. Did he send government goons out to threaten advertisers? No. No, he just didn't let us have our office that we had under Biden. Oh. So you had to work from your own office. Yes, it's censorship and repression. He's a Gestapo. Hitler. Hitler, everybody. Hitler. Dear God, understand this. Every time they win from now on, if they get the presidency, we won't know until that presidential term is over if we will ever get our free speech rights back. Think about that. It will be in question. Do we have to shoot our way out? Or can we still vote our way out? Because if we lost this election, we weren't going to have free speech anymore. Free speech was done. And we're finding that out here. I mean, they were running a lot of this out of USAID and the State Department. And this is no exception. It's called the National Endowment for Democracy. They pulled the plug on it. We're called fascists for doing that. The National Endowment for Democracy, your taxpayer dollars, in turn pumps money to something called the Global Disinformation Index. That, in turn, awards grants through something called the AN Foundation. So what they do is they run around and they threaten search engines. They threaten YouTube. They threaten people like Mark Zuckerberg. They threaten anywhere there's advertisers. Don't let anybody see the New York Post. Why? Well, they got the Hunter Biden laptop story, right? We can't have anybody know about what the Bidens actually do. Having cancer is the least of it and hiding it. GDI's quarterly progress reports openly and explicitly boasted about the impact of censorship efforts on America's on American targets and audiences. Let me break down what this is. Okay, you're Google, you're Bloomberg, you're a big, you know, substantial website. You know, you control traffic in any way as YouTube does, and the AN Foundation comes in to see. You know who they are. Well, you know, we're here to battle misinformation and disinformation. We're from the government. At least our money is, and it'd be a shame if Breitbart was allowed to keep advertising on your platform there. I know they keep getting it right, but, you know, the SEC does all the time, too, and so does the IRS. Would you like to have an audit? Oh, did I say that? I didn't mean it. We're just trying to combat mis and disinformation. This is the flip side of what we've been talking about for the last 2 days with Biden's cancer. As the media pretends, how do we not Well, because reporters were never hired at Breitbart, because you stole the money. The government stole the money. They thugged out and intimidated these search engines. That's why. And you know what, folks? Here's the shame of it, okay? Mike Johnson tried to fund this exact group. He would have seceded. He tried to fund the National Endowment for Democracy. We freaked. This was after Trump had been elected, but wasn't installed yet, or wasn't inaugurated. Thank you. Wasn't inaugurated yet. See, I'm using their language. I listened to way too much of their media. Installed. No, Mike Johnson went to town, man, with the Democrats. He was trying to fund that. He was trying to keep censorship going. Did he know? I don't know. Is he dumb? Is he evil? Is he dumb and evil? Is he more dumb or more evil? I don't know. The only reason that didn't get refunded, and they're not out there today intimidating people, and it was shut down, is because number one, Doge, but number two, Elon Musk was kind enough to take control of Twitter, and we found out what they were doing. It went crazy on it. No, 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 no. We did not win this election for Republican leadership to go fund censorship. And then Jim Jordan will roll up his sleeves and have a hearing on it. Nothing will change. You know how it goes. He gets a lot of fundraising off of it, though. We are this close. Look between my fingers, razor's edge, to losing every human right we have every time we have an election. From here on out, it doesn't change because they've said this is the norm. At least we get rid of Republican leadership. It's really frustrating. But the good news is, and there's a lot of good news, we won this round. We beat them like a drum. Anyway, some really interesting UFO news. Or whatever those things are up there. Remember the drone crisis of 24? Looked like the Chinese or some other of Joe Biden's friends were running around up there, terrifying everybody. No way to give us the straight truth. Yeah, this is kind of follow-up on that. It's very interesting. I've got it up next.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Couple of interesting things. As you know, Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, say they've reviewed everything. And Jeffrey Epstein, who did not kill himself, actually did kill himself. He did. He killed himself. Dead. For reals. And you shouldn't have any doubt about that of any kind or something. They said, here you go.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
Uh-huh. They also say there's no conspiracy surrounding Trump's death of any kind. It's just all very hunky-dory, very normal. And so don't even be worried about that. And that the only reason they haven't released all the information is because there's a trial. And when I say they, I mean the FBI. Okay. Well, there is for Ryan Ruth down in Florida. That's true. But Crooks is dead. Did you catch that with the Maria Bartiromo interview? As Cash Patel and Dan Bongino is showing you, now there's nothing weird going on here. Nothing weird at all. No. There's nothing weird at all with Trump's assassination. Nothing. All right, cool. Release the Crooks data then. There's no trial there. He's dead. Where's that? You guys are still hiding it. Or is it that you can't get it? I suspect that's the case. You know what I think? I'm going to take a guess, okay? And I'm going to tell you what I'm guessing. If I don't know something, I'll tell you. But I'm guessing. They don't really control this agency. That's the bottom line here. That's the rub. They don't. I mean, they've moved into the building. And they've managed to seize control of, you know, some tactical units, some investigatory units, in terms of they'll go out in you know, regards to their instructions and go after criminal networks and kiddie traffickers and stuff like that. But they don't control the FBI. They couldn't get all the data on Trump's assassinations if they wanted it. So let's assume they're telling us the truth. Well, we can't tell you anything about Ryan Ruth. Never mind the congressional subpoena he's under. He's headed to trial. Well, Crooks isn't. He's dead. What about the encrypted overseas accounts? Why don't you tell us about those? Since you know all about them. Why are you guys hiding those? The FBI was. It's really strangely suspicious, right? And then there was that other part where that Democrat senator said it was going to be very scandalous when people learned the truth about Trump's assassination. It was a weird thing to say. So tell us the truth. Who was Crooks talking to overseas? Why did he have overseas accounts? Why do you have multiple cell phones? Just release it. Congress subpoenaed it last year. Or can you guys just not get a hold of it? It's the aspect that's the actual case. That was a huge oversight, and shame on Maria Bartiromo, who I normally love. She should have followed up. Come on. Yeah, Ryan Ruth's going to trial, but Ruth is, but Crooks isn't. He's dead. Don't you just release him? I mean, Congress has a subpoena. Have you, and this would be my follow-up, have you given the information to Donald Trump? Since he couldn't get it from your FBI, and in all fairness, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino were not signed, they were not sworn in yet. He asked for his assassination information. It's 30,000 pages between the Secret Service and the FBI, which weirdly, the FBI did the pre-planning for that event. They don't always do that for the Butler event. We don't have any of that. So many things about that day don't make sense. And, well, we're going to go to trial, so you can't have it. Doesn't cut it. But like I said, my suspicion is that they don't control that agency. And they are only in control of it in name, and they couldn't get the information if they wanted it. Anyway, I bring that up as an aside. Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, Epstein did not kill himself. Headline. Jeffrey Epstein's brother slams FBI director for saying pedophile died by suicide. He has no idea what the F he's talking about, he says. He says he wished his brother had died by suicide instead of the way that he did, because he says that opens up so many more problems. Just think it's interesting that I note that. That is the case. By the way, if I was going to claim that, I would put all of the data out, especially explaining the multiple bizarre redundant failure of all of the video cameras pointed at the cell and the corridor at the time. It was weird, but, you know, I'd put the file out. I bet they can't even get the file. I bet they can't. God, that interview with Maria Bartiromo was weird. The two of them, weird. Just weird. Weirded me out. Made my little lizard brain tingle. But anyway, speaking of weird, UFOs. And UFOs, I just find this fascinating. Everybody yesterday ran with some version of this headline. Here's the New York Post. UFO striking fighter jet is among swarm of mystery objects spotted near U.S. military sites in Arizona. Okay, so most media outlets used UFO in the headline. What was it, a UFO? Well, you read down inside of it, a UFO that struck and damaged a U.S. fighter jet is just one of a swarm of mystery objects buzzing around Air Force training ranges in Arizona. It's happening again. One of the unidentified flying objects hit the clear bubble canopy over the head of a pilot in a $63 million F-16 Viper jet in January 2023. They're just now releasing it. Damaging it and temporarily grounding the plane. That's according to the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. Those documents that were leaked and reported by something called the War Zone. Okay. The military jet was struck midair by an orange-white UFO? No. UAS, or Uncrewed Aerial System. That's what the FAA, the acronym the FAA uses for drones. Okay, so it wasn't a UFO. It was a drone. Okay. A drone, was it? What? Now, folks, remember the history of this, because these rooms were freaking people out. I mean, it was getting downright creepy. The Biden administration was playing silly games with us. Ah, there's nothing going on. Ignore the reams of film there all over the internet. Damn, nothing. Everybody figured it was the Chinese again, like the weather balloon, because they're friends with Biden and they paid off Biden. Biden lets them do whatever the hell they want, right? So everybody assumed that. And even Trump, you remember, was saying he's going to get to the bottom of it. It's weird. They're flying over one of his clubs, too. Trump gets in office. So, and remember all of the governors gathered with Trump before he was sworn in, and they're all going, we can't even get answers. We don't know. They're over our military bases. They're over, like, you know, our water treatment plants. They're over our nuke plants. We can't get answers. So these are governors that, like, I mean, state after state after state after state. Trump says, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I think it's weird, too. He gets into office, and Trump's asked about it again. He goes, oh, yeah, it was nothing. It was nothing. And that was the end of it. Now we're finding out these things are colliding with F-16s. Who is piloting these things? I don't think this is over by a long shot.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.